All right, so the zoo opens up Saturday. Get ready. It's going to be great. Rick Scotteman, the executive director of the Children's Zoo, is on the line here. Hey, good morning, Rick. How are you?
Hi, good morning from the zoo. We're doing really good over here.
Would you say that this is the busiest week of the year, the week leading up to the grand opening?
Oh my gosh, I got to tell you, I'm still new to the zoo. I've only been here 6 months, and it's crazy. The team is so busy. We've got people all over the place preparing the zoo to open in just a few days. It's insane. It's exciting, though. I got to tell you, it's super exciting. 3 weeks ago, I walked through the zoo, and I said to the team, I said, I don't know if we're going to do this. I started to freak out a little bit, but they said, Rick, don't worry. It's going to come together. It's going to be amazing. And just walking through this weekend, I can see the difference. We're going to be fine, but it's going to be so great to open.
You have the dubious distinction of coming to the zoo in the middle of a pandemic. Now, are there going to be provisions in place again this summer, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So, last year we were closed the first couple months of our season, which mm-hmm. was super tough. But we've been really consistent with following state and Allen County guidelines. And so right now our plan is that our staff, the folks working at the zoo, will be required to wear face coverings. But as far as guests go, we're recommending that they wear face coverings. It's not going to be required. We're not going to police it. We're also going to encourage social distancing and really, continue with the sanitizing throughout the zoo. But for right now, we're going to just follow those guidelines and say, hey, if you want to wear a mask, that's great. We recommend it, but we're not going to require it.
Okay. Will it be business as usual, like with the horse rides and the zebra cars and things like that? Will everything be ready to open, or will that have to be socially distanced too? How will that work?
Yep, absolutely. We are going to add in all those interactives that we took out last year. So kind of those large play eggs, that little train that we have out in the plaza, some of the bronze animals, drums. Those things we're all going to add back into the zoo. All the rides will be open. We'll try to socially distance folks on those rides. Because I know there's some people that are still nervous about that and they can't control it when they're on a ride. So we'll do that for them. We'll help with that. But a lot of those elements we're going to add back into the zoo that we took out last year.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Did you take me up on my offer to put some new jokes into that frog over there by the bathroom, or you still thinking about that?
It's still on the list. It's on the list. I'm told that that's the original voice of Earl Wells. He was the original zoo director.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit nervous to make a change there because they might kick me out of Fort Wayne and send me back to San Diego.
Don't do it. I feel like the wrath would be too hard for you.
Yeah.
Well, what about some?
I'm really nervous about it. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, if you think of a new animal I could voice, just let me know because.
I got a couple. I got a couple right off the bat for you, Jim.
Okay, Rick, tell us about Saturday. What do we need to know? What time are you opening up? And give us all the details.
Yeah, you bet. I'm so excited. Saturday is our official opening day. We will open at 9 a.m. No restrictions, so people can come in, enjoy the zoo, have fun. We close at 5. We've got some new things this year that we're excited about. We've got 24 new goats. They're young. They've got energy. They're fun. They want to be brushed and fed. So that's really great. So go over to the Indiana Family Farm. Check those goats out. We also have some babies that were born right at the end of last season. So Sukari, she's our really cute giraffe baby. She'll be out. We've got some babies to the Tonga. They'll be out. And then in late October, we had a swamp monkey born. She's so cute. She hangs out with her mom, so people can come and see those babies. We also added stingray feeding. So that's a new opportunity for guests to feed the stingrays, get their hands in the water if they want. It's a couple dollars, and it's off and on throughout the day. It's kind of limited because you can only feed them so much, right? But
yeah.
It's new, and we think people are going to love it. And then it's not animal related, but we added a new restaurant in the Indonesian area called Ooze. which is zoo backwards, ooze. Right? And it's got all that sticky, fun, oozy, gooey stuff like grilled cheese and mac and cheese and pizza.
Wow.
But what's fun about it is it's perfect for kids, but then also we have some sophisticated versions of that for the adults. So there's some pulled pork mac and cheese and some hickory smoked bacon mac and cheese and grilled cheese. So it's actually really good. They let me sample it all. It was all so amazing.
And they have wine pairing with those, right?
Well, that would be really nice. Maybe next year we'll have to do that. That's a great idea, wine pairing.
Always trying to help, Rick. Whatever I can do. We're so happy.
It's a children's zoo.
Yeah. I keep forgetting. We're so happy to have everything coming together. And don't forget, opening day is this Saturday. Rick, thanks to you and your crew out there. And if you need anything during the season, just give us a call.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you at the zoo.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.